Always a good idea to chat with Dan Schlossberg once a week, and we get a chance to do that. Travel Thursdays with Danny, and what an author! I mean, I've read a bunch of his books, and he's been kind enough to chat with us about some of those books along the way, including his most recent, Baseball's Memorable Misses, an exploration of some almost but not quite feats, and it's a great little book, folks, and you got to check it out. It's available at Amazon.com or at your local brick and mortar bookstore. And he's got another one coming up very soon, all about Hank Aaron. As you can imagine, he's a Braves fan. Good morning, Danny. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Bob. Great to talk to you again.
And to talk to you as well. The Braves didn't play last night, but that's okay. They didn't lose. So, you know, your win streak is still intact on Wednesday nights leading into Thursdays, right?
It's pretty good. Yeah, we're doing real well. I can only remember one loss this year on Wednesday.
Yeah, you know what? If they win at all this year, I get a ring, right?
Very well said. I agree.
Okay. So let's talk 4th of July. Speaking of celebrations, let's talk upcoming 4th of July stuff. And it's good to get a head start on all of that. And we're going to talk about some of the better celebrations around the country. Some of them are pretty close to us, as a matter of fact. Why don't you kick us off?
Yeah, I've got three on the East Coast that we should take note of. One is in Bristol, Rhode Island, which is the oldest July 4th celebration in the country, nicknamed America's Most Patriotic Town, Bristol is. And this celebration began in 1785 when Reverend Henry White of the First Congregational Church and a Revolutionary War veteran conducted the first patriotic exercises. Their celebration begins on Flag Day, which is June 14th, so it's ongoing, and features a 2.5-mile military, civic, and fireman's parade. Mm. And, of course, there's a concert series at Independence Park that's ongoing, fireworks July 3rd, a parade July 4th. And Bristol has three centuries of American history. It's the site of a landmark battle, sailing and shipbuilding hub during the Revolutionary era, and a colonial era port. So go to Bristol, Rhode Island, close to home,
yeah,
and celebrate 4th of July there.
Boy, Danny, that's a long parade route. With 2.5 miles, that's a long parade route, so they can accommodate a lot of people, which is always good. And from there, we can talk nearby Burlington, Vermont, right?
Yes, their traditional festivities are held on July 3rd, which allows families to have their own celebrations on July 4th. Family-friendly festivities on the waterfront culminate in the main event, fireworks over Lake Champlain.
Mm.
And we should note that Hotel Vermont, which marks its 10th anniversary this summer, is a great place for visitors to go. Rustic yet modern, and they have ice cream served in the lobby for the holiday.
Oh, that's right up Dan Schlossberg's alley. And they've got great restaurants that are serving up some good holiday drinks and fare, right?
Yes, and their hotel restaurant named Juniper. So go to Hotel Vermont and go to Burlington, Vermont if you want, and see the beautiful fireworks over Lake Champlain. That sounds intriguing.
Now, if you folks were thinking at home, gee, what about Boston? Well, that's where we're going next. So let's talk a little about Boston's Harbor Fest, which is big.
It is big. It's the biggest Independence Day festival in the United States and celebrates Boston's history, colonial, Revolutionary War, and maritime history and heritage with fireworks over the Boston Inner Harbor. They have entertainers, historical reenactments, live music, Freedom Trail site tours. I love the Freedom Trail, 2.5 miles long,
yep.
Many things to see along the Freedom Trail. And I love this, the annual USS Constitution turnaround cruise in Boston Harbor. That ship was commissioned in 1797, I believe that's the right date. And it's still an active commissioned part of the U.S. Navy. Incredible.
Wow. And they've got a big classical car show going on, arts and music and all kinds of great stuff. And the festivities begin on June 30th, so they run a few days.
And they do. And they take place primarily in Boston's Downtown Crossing and Christopher Columbus Park this year. And there's a 15-minute fireworks display over Boston Harbor on July 1st. And I'm kind of surprised it's on July 1st, but they have so much else going on for the 4th, so maybe that's the reason.
That could be.
But here's the best part, Bob.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. Go ahead. Go ahead.
If it's free, it's for me. You know that. Most of the Harborfest events are free,
mm-hmm.
including music and other live performances at the steps, Washington and Franklin Street in downtown Crossing. Chowder Fest, I like that too.
Oh, yeah.
And watching the fireworks from the shore, appearances by costumed historical reenactors, and there's so much more going on. Too much more to get into a 10-minute show.
Yes, exactly right. But folks, just Google Boston's July 4th celebration, and you'll find about different fireworks cruises and different events that are going on. So Boston is big when it comes to 4th of July stuff. And as you might imagine, folks, Philadelphia joins our list in the number 4 slot. They got a lot going on too.
They sure do, and it's the home of Independence Hall, where the Declaration of Independence was signed, and America's most historic square mile, where Independence Hall and the Liberty Bell and the Constitution Center are all located. A lot going on in Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Orchestra and fireworks display at Penn's Landing is a very big deal, usually held around the 1st of July in the evening, and it's free. There's a free concert at dusk by the world-renowned Their orchestra, followed by the first fireworks display of the weekend, and there are many others. And there's a historical block party going on, and that's 520 Chestnut Street. That's the address, usually held on or around the 3rd of July from 1 to 8 p.m. Food vendors, continuous sources of entertainment happening right next to Independence Hall. And there's an Independence Day parade, usually held around 11 a.m. on the 4th of July. So much to do. And Party on the Parkway, typically held at noon on the 4th of July, and that's free. And, of course, the Wawa Welcome America Grand Finale Fireworks, 10 p.m. on July 4th, another freebie.
Yeah, listen, Philadelphia, as you might imagine, folks, would be key for 4th of July, and no exception this year, that's for sure. And we can round out our top five with New York. Listen, we stayed in the Northeast, which is great, and New York features a lot of stuff going on for the 4th of July.
Macy's 4th of July fireworks is back on Monday, July 4th, beginning at 9:25 p.m. Now, here's it by numbers. 65,000 shells, that's about 2,000 per minute, will be launched off five different barges on the East River. It lasts 25 minutes, and according to Macy's itself, dozens of colors and shapes, creating dramatic effects a mile across the river and from 1,000 feet in the air to the water's edge.
Wow.
So it's really something to see. But before that, now here's one of my favorite things, the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, televised at ESPN from Coney Island. So that is pretty spectacular, too, if you like Joey Chestnut on hot dogs.
And by the way, no truth to the rumor that Dan Schlossberg is going to be a contestant this year. You know, I could see you, Danny, just, because you've eaten a lot of hot dogs at baseball games because you've been to a million games. I could see everybody else, trying to down as many hot dogs and you just at the end savoring each hot dog. Not even concerned about how fast you eat them, just savoring each one and just sitting there and having a nice time. That would be you as a contestant, I think.
It would, and I do love Nathan's Hot Dogs, so
yeah.
No problem there at all. And you could also spend the day on the beach at Coney Island, too, after that, or go to Jones Beach, or go to the Jersey Shore, lots of places to swim, lots of boat cruises around Manhattan, and I once did that. I took a boat ride on July 4th under the fireworks. That was spectacular.
Oh, man.
That was really good.
Yeah.
And restaurants on top of tall buildings, Bob, offer views of many other fireworks displays, including Jersey City's, which is pretty good. So the best views of Macy's fireworks, which is the 46th annual, by the way, that's from the East 34th Street heliport.
Ooh.
On East 34th Street, 499 East 34th. So that's pretty spectacular.
And, Danny mentioned...
So it'll be great. July 4th is going to be... terrific, no matter where you go.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Danny mentioned some of those restaurants on top of some of the taller buildings, which would offer you a magnificent view. Obviously, if you're thinking about doing that, reserve your spot, I would think, ahead of time. And, Danny and I were going to slip in Washington, D.C. as well, and we decided since we had so much to talk about today, we're going to push that off till next week, and we'll focus in on Washington, D.C. They got a lot going on for the upcoming 4th of July. So that'll be a fun conversation too, Danny. I'm looking forward to it.
It will. And we'll also talk about the history of July 4th, which actually should be July 2nd. But we'll talk about that next week.
All right. Sounds good. Listen, Danny, I'm looking forward to it. Stay safe, you and yours, and let's regroup next week.
That'll be great, Bob, and let's hope for another Wednesday night win.
All right, take good care. Be safe. That's Dan Schlossberg, folks, joining us today on Travel Thursdays here at WLIS and WMRD, AM and FM.